it was a great bounce back win for you guys after really cut a pretty tough loss last night. And I think you have to be pretty proud of your team bouncing back, trailing early, and then going on a big run in that first and second quarter, so never look back.
Yeah, we did. It was kind of a, I guess, a challenge accepted for them. You know, we challenged them today when we talked to them before the game about guarding, about defense, and what it takes to be a great team. And these guys have, you know, high hopes for their season, and they've got pretty lofty goals. And we just had to remind them that if you're going to set goals for yourself, then you've got to do the things that make them attainable, which one is playing defense. You know, a team like us, we definitely have to be able to lock down on defense, whether that be man or zone. And we didn't do it at all last night. You know, the fourth quarter was like a layup drill. And tonight, you know, even when we were in the zone, I felt like the guy that was responsible for the ball did a great job of squaring him up and keeping him out of the paint. And, they do have some length and some pretty, you know, strong kids in there. So we did a pretty good job. They got on us on the offensive rebounds, you know, and they did it again late on some free throw opportunities that they took advantage of. But overall, you know, I was extremely proud of our guys because, you know, after last night, it had been, you know, easy to kind of dwell on that and not, you know, put your best foot forward. And I thought tonight they really showed a lot about their character.
Well, it was interesting. Of course, Wichita Trinity started out man-to-man defense, and then all of a sudden, kind of middle of the second quarter, they go to 2-3 zone. It took you guys a couple of possessions to kind of get comfortable, and that ended up kind of opening up some things for you guys where you started draining some threes and shooting those threes and hitting them.
Yeah, we did. Early when they went to it, and we kind of had an idea that they might if we were able to do anything against their man. They did it last night against Holcomb, so you know, we knew what to do. We just it took us a little bit, like you said. We weren't presenting ourselves in the post when we were cutting, and the times that we did, we weren't really looking for them. So, you know, once we were able to kind of spread it out and space the floor the way we wanted to, the ball got inside, and then it was able to get kicked out for some threes, and you know, finally we were able to knock some of those down.
And it was good to see Hunter Yeager kind of get out of a funk from three-point range. Jackson Lewis hit a couple threes, and I want to, you know, talk about his three at the end of the first quarter. It looks like he's been, you know, probably, you know, messing around in practice or afterwards just throwing those up, and I guess that messing around paid off.
Yeah, I joked around. I said that we drew that play up, but, you know, honestly, I was kind of upset because they tipped the ball, and it went rolling down the ramp there. And I was watching the clock run out, and I was upset that we weren't going to get a shot off. And somehow or another, it looked pure. Even when it left his hands, I was like, I think that's going in, you know. And it was nothing but net. And so I kind of had a joke with him because he had another opportunity to end the half. So I kind of yelled at him and asked him why he missed it because he had another three-quarter court shot. So, it was that was good to see. But, you know, in talking about Hunter, you know, his shots tonight – came from the inside. The passes came from the inside. You know, whether we penetrated in there and then kicked it out, or we passed it into the post and they kicked it out. And that's what we talk about wanting our shots to come from. You know, get that inside out pass and step right into your shot. And he was able to do that tonight, and it was good to see.
Early, I thought probably for about the first time all year, you still saw a lot of different balance scoring and you guys cutting the basket hard. And balance scoring, I think, is going to be paying dividends for you guys. You had five players at least 6 points, and I think that is big when you move forward here down the stretch.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to know that you don't have to rely on a sole player, and it makes it a little bit more difficult for other teams. You know, you got to pay attention to everybody and not just one person or two people. So, you know, I thought we saw finally, you know, Harrison had been struggling a little bit, and I think he was just kind of overthinking what he was doing out there, and he wasn't playing natural. And I think for about a five-minute stretch, he really just played free. You know, he knocked down a three. He got some deflections. He got a couple assists. And so it was really nice to just see him play without, you know, such carrying around such weight. And he doesn't need to. You know, he's a kid that can't shoot the ball, and we need him to. So it was good to see him, you know, play with a little bit of confidence tonight.
Well, you bounce back here and get a big victory by 20 to 60 to 40 here. And now tomorrow night you're going down to the Garden there to face Garden City, and they won on about a last-second shot there, about 5 seconds to go, 60 to 59 over Coronado. And I think you're going to see a very similar situation with Garden City's guards as what Coronado has, some drivers to the basket.
Yeah. You know, we'll watch a little bit on them tonight and kind of prepare for them. But it was nice to see us get a little bit of practice in man and zone, depending on what we choose to go with tomorrow. But, yeah, you know, I think, you know, not that 2 years ago has anything to do with tonight because it's a lot of new faces. But, you know, the last time we had the opportunity to play Garden down there in the 8 o'clock game, it didn't go so well, you know. And I think these guys have thought about that for quite a while, you know, knowing that the opportunity's coming. And it's not a revenge game. It's not anything that we're taking personal. It's a game. But, you know, you want to go down there and put on a good show you know, it'd be a nice way to close out the three games to go down there and play well and see what happens. But, you know, our defense is going to, you know, need to continue to improve. But, you know, I really liked our effort tonight.
It was kind of a 180 there from last night to tonight with your defense. And that's something that you definitely could take into tomorrow's. Coach Brian Gentry joins us here. Congratulations on a nice win there for you guys to get to 2-1. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.